Welcome to Heart Compass, a podcast that's all about figuring out your own path in life and finding your love and light and being guided by your intuition through it all. Welcome back to the fourth episode of Heart Compass. I'm really sorry for the long wait in between since the last episode. A lot has happened in my life. I moved and I kind of have a really different routine now, so it has been kind of hard to figure out, you know, how to structure my day. I don't really have a structure right now, but that is very much besides the point, because today I wanted to talk about a very important and very interesting topic that I have been learning about for like the past year, I'd say now. I mean, I've always kind of known about it, but never really like actively took time to, you know, research or read about it or, you know, practice it actively in my life. And that is the law of attraction or manifestation or, you know, everything of that sort. It's a really broad subject, but it's also really simple. Like, it's kind of hard to explain to someone that has never heard of it. But I feel like if you're like not my mom or like my three friends that listen to this, and you listen to this because you're interested in it, I feel like you might have heard of it, because it's kind of in the same area of subjects and podcasts and stuff you can listen to. But yeah, I wanted to talk about this because I also have news, and everything kind of ties in together with my news and the law of attraction and, you know, creating your dream life, and basically that every single person can do so. So the news is I bought a van. I'm gonna be living in a van and traveling around Europe for the summer, and I don't really have a date where I want to leave or when I want to come back. Maybe I'm not going to come back. Who knows? But yeah, I have been dreaming of a van life for a while now. And yeah, like a few weeks ago, I bought my van. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about how this came about and how I actually managed to do that. So basically, I've wanted to buy a van and live in it for like 2 years, I'd say now. And I recently found a short video on Snapchat. You know, those Snapchat memories that, you know, you get notified like, this was 1 year ago or this was today 4 years ago. And I got one of those like a few weeks ago, and it was a video of me basically just being super unhappy with my life at the moment and just being like, oh my god, I just want to sell everything I own, buy a van, and just leave and just go and travel and never come back. And yeah, it's really funny because that moment, like, that I recorded that video, it was so like so far away and like so far from my reality. And in me saying that, I was like, yeah, I mean, obviously that's so unrealistic and it's not gonna happen. Yeah, really funny to me that at that time I was like, yeah, right, that's just a stupid dream. And at the time, my life was like really not laid out to fit a lifestyle like that or to, you know, enable me to do something like this. Like, everything was just not at all aligned with that dream or that wish. That's something that I'm going to be talking about later with the law of attraction. If you want something, your life and your actions have to be aligned with that, and you kind of have to be ready to receive it when it comes. And, you know, my life was just really not that at the time. I had a really unfulfilling job. I was in a relationship that I was really unhappy in, and I lived with my ex-boyfriend, I was just kind of stuck in this cycle of, okay, I have to do this job to pay this rent, and I can't really get out of this relationship because I'm just too scared, and I was just generally really, like, not where I wanted to be, so I didn't attract that, like, lifestyle and that dream of mine. But it's really funny, it's like, to look back on that now, because, yeah, I'm just a completely different person now, and that was, like, a year ago, so, yeah. Also, I'm so sorry if you can hear, like, construction work noises in the back. Basically, I'm living with my mom now, which I'm gonna come to later as well, because that kind of, like, fits into the story of buying a van and then traveling and everything. So, basically, let's start, like, 6 or 7 months ago, I don't even know, when I moved into my apartment. Everything is just, like, so short-term with me. But, yeah, last summer, I moved into my first very own apartment. Before that, as I said, I lived with my ex-boyfriend, and this was the first apartment that I lived in completely alone on my own. So, yeah, I moved into that, was really, really happy with it. That apartment made me, like, really, really, like, not the apartment, but it was kind of like a safe space and, like, a sanctuary for me to grow into a much stronger and bigger person. Basically, it's so funny because when I moved into the apartment, I was just a completely different person than when I moved out of it, and like, everybody just saw the change and the transformation, and even the guy who, like, rents the apartment was like, oh, you've changed. I was like, yeah, I did. But yeah, anyways, so basically I moved into my first own apartment and everything was great. But a few months in, I was like, I don't know, I'm just really not into this lifestyle of basically, like, waking up to the same thing every day and, like, doing the same things every day. I'm a person, I love change. I'm, like, so airy and so, like, in the flow that living the same day for an extended period of time, like, doing the same things every day and waking up to the same few and, like, to the same people and everything, that really just kind of makes me a little depressed. So I had a really rough patch there in the apartment, where I also, like, developed a lot of unhealthy behaviors in my life, which I've healed from now. But basically I realized, like, hey, I am so free right now, like, so free to literally do absolutely anything I want with my life. I am not, like, attached to anyone or anything or a place or a job or whatever, because also when I lived there, I quit my job. So yeah, it was just so, like, free and not, like, attached or, like, held back by anything or anyone, which was kind of, you know, the first time in my life that I was completely alone and just, yeah, completely free. And I realized that I could literally just book a flight to somewhere and just go tomorrow. Like, there was nothing holding me back. So it was like, okay, so I'm super free now. What do I do with this freedom? Like, if this life is not making me happy, like, that I'm living right now, why not live a different life? And why not change the things that make me unhappy? And I started really, like, thinking about what I actually wanted in life, and that was, like, such an important step for me. And yeah, I started, you know, just thinking about what do I want from this life and what would make me happy and what do I want to get rid of, like, what does not make me happy and what do I want instead of that. And I just, over, like, the span of a few weeks, I kind of figured out what I actually want from life and what are my goals and what are my, like, short-term things that I want to accomplish and do and everything, and wrote everything down, made some, you know, vision boards and everything like that. So, Yeah, I realized. I mean, my first plan was to move to Australia and start my acting career there. But yeah, the worldwide pandemic thing kind of said no. So I decided to, you know, be like, all right, this is not supposed to happen right now. Maybe it is in the future, and I still believe it is, and I'm gonna do that. But, you know, I thought, I was like, you know, I'm not ready for that yet, so I'm gonna find another plan. And my next plan that I kind of figured out was that, hey, let's go back to that idea of living in a van and traveling and everything. So, yeah, I completely was like, all right, this is what I want to do. Let's think about what steps I have to take to get there. And basically the steps were to move out of the apartment I was living in, of course. Well, mainly to just save money, because when you live on your own, like, shit is expensive. Like, life can be really expensive. And at the time, I really did not have very much money, because I just recently quit my job, and, you know, money wasn't flowing in and out as much as I would liked it to be. So I decided to move out of the apartment and move back in with my mom, which I'm so grateful for, because my dad would not let me live with him. And that's a completely different story. But my mom is so, like, she's just an angel. And she was like, yeah, sure, you can move back in with me, even though her apartment is really, really small. And I'm sleeping on the couch right now. But yeah, so I recently moved back in with my mom, and I'm just, you know, saving some money now. And then the next step was selling my car, which I was also really grateful to have. So I sold my car 2 weeks ago, got a lot of money for that, and then with that money, I bought the van. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And the next steps are going to be renovating the van, because it's already, like, converted. There's everything in there, basically, that I need, but I just want to customize it a little bit and make it prettier, because it's pretty old. And, you know, just you know, personalize it and make some changes that are gonna fit my needs and what I want to do in the van, and kind of a little bit of a new layout I want to do. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. I just wanted to sum that up real quick and tell you the news that I bought a van, and this podcast soon is going to be documenting my journey and the people I meet and all the stories that I have to tell when I'm, like, on the road and traveling through the world with my van. I also really want to do a really cool segment where I interview, like, interesting people that I meet, because I really want to connect with some inspiring and interesting people on the way. And that's something I'm definitely manifesting, is, you know, just making some really deep human connections on my way. And yeah, so get excited for that. Also, a lot is going to be documented on my YouTube channel. I really want to do some really cool videos on my journey. And now I kind of want to get into how that all ties in with the law of attraction and manifestation, and basically how I am manifesting my dream life. And yes, so I had this idea because since I have bought the van, so many people have been like, oh my god, that is so cool, but of course you can do that because you have the money, or you have, you know, no boyfriend, or there are so many things that people tell me why they can't do what they actually want to do, or why they wouldn't be able to do what I do even if they wanted to. Like, people saying, I could never do that because, you know, I have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or, you know, a partner in general, or I'm stuck at a job that I, you know, have to do to make a living and I can't do anything else to make a living, or I'm stuck in an apartment that I have to be in for an like specific period of time, or I don't have the money, or I'm too young or too old, or I have a cat or a dog or whatever. There are so many reasons that people have been telling me why they would not be able to do what I'm doing, if even if they wanted to. And even though I do completely 100% respect all these reasons, and I'm like, everybody is on their own journey, and I'm not gonna sit here and say like those reasons are not valid at all, but what I want to say is that all those reasons, like, I was in the same position. Like, a year ago, I was in a very committed relationship of like 6 years with my ex-boyfriend. We lived together in an apartment, and I had a job to pay for the apartment, and the job I was just really not happy at all in. It was my first job after graduating, and I was just really unhappy in it, and I didn't have very much money because right after school I, you know, moved out from home, and as I said earlier, life just costs some money. So I never really had the chance to save up money along the way. So, you know, it was pretty much in the same position. I was stuck at a job, stuck in a relationship, stuck in an apartment, and didn't have any money. And now, not even a year later, look at me. Look at me go. No, I don't want to be like, hey, look at me, I did it. But I just want to tell you that the position you are in right now does not have to stay the same. Like, if you're not happy in your life, change something. And that is so much easier said than done. And I know that. But I just want to tell you that every single human on this planet can change their life completely in another direction at any freaking given moment, anytime they want. If you feel like you're not happy in your life right now, change it, because you have that power. Like, nobody else has that power to make changes in your life and to create the life that you want. Like, you are the only person that has that power. So use it. And how are you gonna use that, you might ask? Wow, that was a perfect segue. Now I want to talk about the law of attraction and manifestation and, you know, how I believe the universe works. So first of all, if you've never heard of the law of attraction before, I'm gonna try and give like a pretty short definition of what it is. And if I fail, I'm just gonna Google it and read the definition to you, because it's like such a complex topic and I don't know if I'm gonna be able to like summarize it into words. But basically, the law of attraction is a universal law that says that the energy you put out is what you're gonna receive. Because everything is energy and everything is vibrating at a certain frequency. Like, everything. Humans, plants, things. Literally everything is energy. And everything has a certain frequency. And the certain frequency you vibrate at is the frequency that things that are gonna come into your life are gonna vibrate at. I'm just gonna read some like online definitions to you because I really like them apparently, and I think it just really summarizes it very well. One definition is, the law of attraction is the attractive magnet power of the universe that draws similar energies together. It manifests through the power of creation everywhere and in many ways. Or, the law of attraction is about fully embodying what you're trying to attract, believing that it's already happening for you, and then allowing it to happen. I love this last one because it also kind of touches on the non-attachment, because if you want something so, so, so bad that it's literally everything you're thinking about, and I feel like that's kind of a little bit of a misbelief with the law of attraction that I see very often on like social media or whatever, that if you want something, you have to think about it all the time and be like so attached to the thought. But in reality, and what I believe is that if you want something, you just put it out there and then you believe that it's just gonna happen for you. So you put it out there, make like the intentional thought and make the intentional, like the intention of putting it out there is enough for it to happen anyways. And then you just have to let it go, be unattached to it, and believe that it is already yours and it is gonna come to you when you're ready for it. So basically, it's just trusting in the universe and being able to let it go once you have set the intention. And I feel like that's the hardest thing. And what's really hard for me, especially in the beginning, it was just believing fully and trusting fully. And you know, we grow up in a world where we have all those beliefs and like we're so stuck in a narrative that has been like laid out for us, you know what I mean? And to get out of that and to like actually reprogram your mind from being like, okay, money is hard to make. You work really, really hard. You're unhappy. Then you get money. Then you can buy things. Those things are gonna make you happy. And then you're gonna have to work more. And there are just so many beliefs and things that are already like put into your brain when you come to this planet are so, like, they're so deeply engraved in your mind that it's really hard, especially in the beginning, to let those things go and open yourself up to a new belief system and to a new way of thinking. So for the beginning, like, if you're just getting started with this, I would definitely recommend the book The Secret and The Law of Attraction and also The Untethered Soul, which I have not read yet, but I'm just gonna recommend it to you because it has been recommended 100 times, like, to me, and I need to read it. So let's read it together and then discuss it. That would be cool. Let's make a little book club. I have not been a reader, like, I've not enjoyed reading my entire life since I can remember, but in the last like few months, I've kind of started enjoying reading and actually like being excited for a book, which I thought would never happen. But that is besides the point as well. So I think I'm gonna tell you a little bit about how I use the law of attraction, or like how I implement it into my life, because for me, it's really like very effortlessly and not something that is like, you know, a set routine or something I do that's like a chore almost. I don't know how to explain it. It just happens naturally for me, and it always has. And I've realized that recently, that basically I have been pretty good with manifesting what I want in my life, even though I didn't really know it. So basically, in general, I am a really like flowy person, let's say. I've never been someone that was like, all right, let's make plan, really like structure it and then stick to it. I'm usually really driven by my intuition and being like, all right, this is what I want right now, let's get it. And somebody also recently told me that I'm just so unbothered. And that sounds a little stupid, but I'm just so unbothered with life and everything, and in the most positive way possible. Like, you can be unbothered in a negative way, definitely, but for me, I'm just so like, I'm so like non-attached to most things, or I don't know, like when something happens that would, like, for other people make them like mad or angry or sad or whatever, I'm just like, oh, probably the universe has a really good reason for it. And, you know, I'm also like, I'm human, I have emotions sometimes. But it's just, for me, I have such a deep trust and belief that every single little thing that happens is there to teach me something and is laid onto my path for a really, really good reason. So I've always, like my entire life since I can remember, I've always been like a, it's so like cringy to say, but I've always been like a big dreamer. Like I've always had pretty like big and out of the box dreams. Like first I wanted to be a singer, then I wanted to be a dancer, then I wanted to make musicals, and I did all of that, by the way, like growing up. But yeah, then it was singer again, and then actress kind of carried on until now, and I still definitely want to do that, and I'm 100% sure that that's gonna happen to me. Like I'm 100% in full trust that that is a part of my life, and it's just gonna come to me when I'm ready. But right now my focus is just much more on just living. Dude, I wanna just live. You know, experience life to the fullest, and that's what I'm, you know, trying to do right now. And that's why I'm so excited for van life, because it's just such a simple life, but so like authentic and true and intense. And I'm just excited to live right now. And you know, I'm gonna be an actress one day, I know that, but I'm not attached to it anymore as much as I was. I really want to tell you some really cool stories where the law of attraction really like came into play, and the universe just showed up in my life and was like, hey girl, I'm here for you, and I'm doing things that are beneficial for you and that align with what you want. So there are a few stories actually, but I'm gonna start with the most recent one, and it's related to money. And I feel like the law of attraction is most commonly referred to in like the sense of manifesting money and material things, and I don't really believe in that, but I just feel like this story is so funny and maybe really interesting to people. So recently I have manifested €1,000. Let me elaborate. So basically, like, ever since I like moved out from home, money has been kind of a struggle, because, you know, I had to support myself and I wanted it that way. Like I could have had help from my dad, I think, or, you know, just in general. And I did have some help, but mostly I was just, you know, working and then paying everything for myself. And especially when I like moved out of the apartment I had together with my ex-boyfriend and lived alone for the first time, I was just completely on my own. And in my mind, I feel like all my life, and I kind of took on this belief system from my mom, I think, that, I don't know, money is just hard and kind of a negative thing. And also with people in my life and the media I consume and everything I kind of stand for, money was always kind of a negative thing and something that is just hard to get, and people with a lot of money are often bad people. And you know, I just never really fit into the stereotype of somebody that, you know, makes a lot of money or has a lot of money. And that was like so engraved in my brain that I was just a really poor person and that I was just always broke. And that was also kind of what I was labeled as, like, not labeled as, but I was just always the broke one, basically. And that definitely carried on throughout my life, and especially in the last year. money was definitely a struggle. And I've recognized that. And I've recognized that my emotions around money and material things is often kind of negative. And yeah, I was really like recognizing that and wanted to let that go. So I sat down one day, and it was at the beginning of February, I believe. And something I want to start doing more is like really actively practicing like manifesting certain things. And I'm going to talk about those practices later. But I basically just sat down and I was like, all right, at the end of the month, I'm going to have 1,000 euros come from somewhere. I did not define where these 1,000 euros will come from or how I will get that or like when or, you know, all of that. Because if you manifest something, you're not really the one to think about the how or when or, you know, all the like steps towards it. You're just going to be like, this is what I'm going to receive. Done. So I did. I wrote down on my little mind map of things I wanted to manifest 1,000 euros. And I didn't define, you know, where that will come from or how I would make those 1,000 euros. But I just wrote it down and completely let it go. Like, I did not even think about it anymore. Until like a week later, I saw a post, I think on TikTok or some social media platform, that the Bitcoin was, like, the value was really high, and it was, like, going up right now, and it was, like, at a really high point of its value. So, I remembered that I had invested in Bitcoin, like, 2 years ago, or, like, 1 year ago, I don't even remember, but when it was pretty low, and it was still in my ex-boyfriend's like wallet because he has bitcoins too. And I texted him and he was like, yeah, I just sold them and they're worth 1,000 euros. And then I just had 1,000 euros in my bank account basically come out of nowhere because I didn't even really remember that I had bitcoins. I just completely, like, on, like, why would I get an ad for Bitcoin or why would I see something about Bitcoin? It's, like, not at all something that I spend my time on or that I'm, like, actually interested in. And then I get this like little video or an ad, I don't even remember what it was, and then I was like, wait, wait, I have those bitcoins. And yeah, basically then I just, from one day to the other, I just had plus 1,000 euros in my bank account, basically come out of nowhere. And of course, now somebody could say, yeah, but you like actively did something to get that, or like, you know, you invested in Bitcoin, so of course now you're going to have that money. Yes, 100%, and I believe that, you know, nothing comes out of, like, completely nowhere, or, like, most things don't come out of thin air, but still, like, I manifested that, and I have had those Bitcoin things for, like, such a long time, and I never thought about it, and right then, like a few days after I manifested those 1,000 euros, I suddenly get like an ad or like a video on my For You page, which talks about Bitcoin, which I never think about or like Google or, you know, spend my time on. So that was cool. Yeah. So I manifested some money. Amazing. It's so hard for me to actually find like specific things because things just come to me and I'm like, all right, this is my life, this is normal. And I don't really, like, until now, I haven't really been like actively like manifesting as in like I'm gonna sit down and write some specific things down, and then when they come, I'm gonna be like, all right, here it is. Because for me, it's just like, in my head, I am so aligned with what I want that I don't even have to do that. It just comes so naturally. And I mean, it doesn't always, but like most of the time I am pretty aligned and I feel pretty aligned with what I want for my life. So it's really hard for me to actually figure out specific things. But something that I thought about right now is that all my life, I never really had very many friends at all. And I was always kind of a loner and felt a little weird. And I mean, I was, especially as a kid, I was just different than everybody. That sounds so stupid. Different than everybody else. She's not like the other girls. Wait, so all my life, I never really had very many friends, and it was always like such a big issue for me. And I used to literally cry about not having friends. But in the last year, I have made, first of all, so many friends and met so many new people. But I have just made this incredible, amazing, supportive, pretty small circle of friends that is exactly what I always wanted. Like, I used to cry about not having friends, and now I literally have such amazing people in my life. And I feel like at the beginning of last summer, I made a list. This is crazy. I don't know if I've talked about this, but I made a list of people that were in my life that I wasn't really aligned with, or that I was like, all right, this is not really getting me where I want to be as a person. And then I made a list of qualities that I would want in people that are a part of my life, or that I would want in friends. And I made that list not like with the like set intention of I'm going to manifest friends that are like this, but I did. And I wrote down like a few qualities that are really important to me. And now thinking about it, all of the people that I have in my life right now and all of the friends I have all of those qualities, like all of them. And I'm just so, so grateful for all of them, and grateful for myself that I did actually, clarify what I really want in people that are a part of my life. And yeah, so I also manifested a really great circle of friends and just a really good tribe around.
So yeah, as I said, up until this point in my life, I've never really like intentionally manifested, or I mean a few times for sure, but it's not like a ritual I have. And that's something that I really, really, really want to implement into my life. That at the beginning of the month, I want to sit down and be like, all right, what am I gonna receive this month? And really make it like intentional and make it like a little ritual, because I've been getting so into making rituals in my life and implementing like actual practices of, you know, self-love, or, manifestation, or just spiritual shit like that. I love to just sit down and make like a whole ritual about something. So I want to definitely like get into a really good flow of a manifestation ritual. And I want to do that at the beginning of the month. And the idea I have for that right now is that I also really sometimes need structure in my life, because I'm such an airy person. And if I don't like structure my life, like even a little bit, I will just float around and not be grounded at all. So that's something I definitely have to work on. So what I like to do, like a lot, I love writing lists. I love writing to-do lists. I love writing like structures of my day and my life in general, just because I feel like I'm so like all over the place sometimes that having like a set structure or like a set plan for something really grounds me and is actually something that I really enjoy. So what I want to do at the beginning of the month, and I'm going to tell you this because maybe this is something you want to implement as well or just try out for yourself. So at the beginning of each month, I want to sit down and make like a whole ritual, like burn some incense and everything. And then I want to write down first a to-do list, like just things I need to get done this month, things I need to do for work or to get my life together or for van life or, you know, all those things that you just have to do in your human existence life. Second, I want to make a list of to feel, like not a to-do list, but to feel list. What do I want to feel? What do I want to experience? What kind of emotions, what kind of moments do I want to experience as a human being? Then I want to make a list of to be. What do I want to be this month? How do I want to be as a person? How do I want to better myself? What do I want to put out in the world? How do I want to act with others? What do I want to, you know, embody as a person? Or like, just what do I want to be as a human being? And then I'm going to make a list of to receive. Basically, just writing down manifestations for the month and writing down what I want to receive and what I want to, manifest into my life this month. So I'm just going to write things down. And with manifestation, I feel like it's so misinterpreted sometimes that it only like works or like it's only ever used for like material things and money and all of those things. But you can definitely manifest, as I said, people or experiences or even feelings. Like, you can manifest absolutely anything. So those are like the four, I think, things that I want to implement into my monthly ritual of manifestation and, you know, kind of really taking action in creating my life. I don't know, dude. I just feel like I haven't even talked about this nearly enough for you to actually like understand, or maybe, I don't know, I just feel like this is such a complex topic and there's so many things you can talk about, but that is just kind of my take on it and how it is a part of my life and how you can maybe make it a part of your life. And I also want to give you a little guide how you can get started in all of this. Maybe you're somebody that's like interested in, you know, spirituality and law of attraction and, you know, self-growth and whatever, but you don't really know how to start, because I feel like that's such a big reason why people just don't do something, is they just don't know how to start. They just don't know the first step. And that was a big problem in my life a few months ago, because I knew where I wanted to be, but I really didn't know how to like get there, you know? So if you're just starting out on your little like spirituality or self-growth journey, whatever you want to call it, I would say the first step is to reflect on how your life is right now, how you're feeling, what your life generally looks like, what your routine, your like daily routine looks like. And like, be really real with yourself. Like, this is like a really, really important thing with all of this. Like, if you're working on yourself, that's for nobody else but you. So be real, be honest, and really think about like, what does my life look like right now? Which parts of my life do I really like? And which parts of my life do I not really like? And which parts of your life are maybe very like low vibrational? And I mean, I feel like if you're just starting out, that's kind of hard to define, but you can just look at it like Something that is low vibrational will make you feel drained, sad, depressed, anxious. You will have feelings of guilt and shame, or just, you know, all those negative emotions are basically low vibrational. So really, like, reflect on your life, which parts of it are very high vibrational and positive, and which parts of it are really low vibrational and negative. Because the more positive aspects you have in your life, the more positive aspects you're gonna attract, and the more negative aspects and low vibrational things you have in your life. And those could be like people and like routines and habits, or a job, or things, or, you know, all of those things that make up your life. So once you've reflected on all of that, just maybe write it down, or like make it substantial. Like, what I always like to do is writing things down, because if they're only in your head, that's kind of a different dimension, and everything is just so much more powerful when you write it down. And maybe even like reflecting on the things that are negative, and then reflecting on the things that are positive, or in whichever order you want to do it, just the negative things, just get rid of them. Get rid of them. And even if it's just on paper at first, and you don't really have the balls to do it in real life yet, get a paper, write those things down, and just rip them out, or just, you know, cross them, or just, I don't know, you know what I mean? Just make the first step of getting rid of those negative people, habits, things in your life. And once you've kind of clarified for yourself which parts of your life are beneficial and positive for you and which parts are not, then you can clarify, like, okay, this is my reality. What do I want? Like, what do I want for myself? What do I want my life to look like in the future? And maybe, I mean, your life could be totally 100% what you want already, but I feel like most people don't live a life that's 100% aligned with what they dream of or what they actually want from life. So clarify what it is that you want your life to be like, or like, what are the things that you want to have in your life that are going to make you happy? Or what do you want to do? What do you want to experience? Which people do you want to have in your life? What do you want to do as a job? And, you know, all those things that make up your like the entirety of your life, clarify for yourself what you actually want. And again, that could be writing it down, or just thinking about it, or, you know, I like to write things down, so maybe write it down if that's fine for you, and if you like writing things down as well. And when writing things down, also write it down with your hand, because then it is yours. Then it is your handwriting, and writing things out with your hand actually is like such a powerful tool of bringing something that's in your brain onto, like, you know, into reality and into like substance. So yeah, first step, reflect on your life. Second step, clarify what you want for yourself. And the third step, I'd say, would be to start being aligned with what you want. And what I mean by that is, you know, right now you know what exactly you want from life. You've kind of clarified what your dream life would look like. And you've assessed the negative things and the positive things in your life right now. So kind of compare those two and, you know, look for things that already align and look for things that are not aligned at all. And a really good example for that, I just listened to the podcast of Tatiana Ringsby and Kayla. I don't know what her last name is, but I love their podcast. It's called Skinny Dipping. Definitely check it out. And Tachi told a story about her wanting a Tesla really, really bad, and she really wants to manifest a Tesla, but she realized that the reason she doesn't have a Tesla yet is because her actions are not aligned with having a Tesla. She is not living a life of a person that owns a Tesla right now. She said she's like really messy, and her car always gets really dirty and messy and gross, and you know, when you have a Tesla, that just shouldn't really happen. And a person that has a Tesla is somebody that's like gonna clean it and not gonna make a mess of it. So she said basically the reason why she doesn't have a Tesla yet is because she is not a person yet that owns a Tesla. So the things she has to do right now to align with that and to align with like having a Tesla is basically just becoming a person that owns a Tesla, and then she's gonna have a Tesla. And that's just kind of really like a practical example of what I mean by aligning your actions and your life right now with what you want to manifest in the future. You know, if you want a Tesla, just clean your fucking car or whatever. No, I'm definitely joking. But I just feel like that is such a practical example, and definitely go listen to Skinny Dipping. I love it so much. And I've like watched Tachi on YouTube for the longest time, and she has been an inspiration to me for like literally forever, because first she was an inspiration for me to be a model, now she's an inspiration for me because she's just queer as fuck, and yeah, I just love her vibe, dude. I just love her vibe. I feel like when I'm talking about her, I just kind of sound like her a little bit, but that is very much besides the point again. So next step, we've gone through the first three steps right now to making a change in your life and actually getting started on your journey to self-growth and with spirituality and manifestation and everything. So the first three steps, let's just go over them again real quick. First one is reflecting on your life right now. Second one is clarifying what you actually want, and third step was aligning with what you actually want, like aligning your actions and your life with that. And the fourth step, I would say, would be when it comes your way, like open your eyes, baby. Just really open your eyes and ears to it, because it may come in another form than you expected it to. And it may come at a time that you didn't expect, or, you know, just in a different form, but basically the same thing. So just be on the lookout, be very aware and present in your life. And once it comes, be grateful for that shit. Like, be really, really grateful and recognize that you did that, and recognize that it is not just a coincidence, and say thank you to the universe for hearing you out, and say thank you to yourself for, you know, making that change or making that like positive impact in your life in order to align with what you're receiving right now. So yeah, fourth step. Recognize it when it comes and be grateful for it and enjoy it, because if you don't, like, what's the point in all of this? Like, if you are not able to like actually enjoy it and like recognize it once it comes into your life, what's the like point in manifesting it? Like, then it just has no value at all. Yeah, so that would be kind of my guide to getting started, or if you are already on your journey, let's go, baby. Let's really like push each other, because I'm definitely like still at the beginning of my journey and I do not know anything. But you know, this is a journey and we're all on it, and it is totally fine if you're just starting out, and it's also totally fine if these things are hard for you at the beginning, and if it's hard for you to, you know, let go of all those narratives and all those belief systems that have been engraved into your mind for your entire life, because this human existence is about forgetting what we actually know and finding it again, I believe. I believe that humans literally have all the knowledge there is inside of them. I believe that we're just a mini version or like a little reflection of the entire universe. We literally have everything inside of us. And I believe we just have to find it. So yeah, basically that kind of concludes the episode. I think I said everything I wanted to say. This was definitely a really cool one. I'm kind of really happy with it, actually. And yeah, let's just conclude everything real quick. I would say that whatever point you're at in your life right now, and even if you're like super unhappy and you feel like you're completely stuck in relationships or a job or friendships or whatever you have going on, you can totally change that at any given moment. And if you just trust and believe that the universe will lead you wherever you need to be, you're gonna, you know, get back into your flow and experience everything you need to experience in order to grow as a person. And yeah, the law of attraction is already happening all around you. You just have to, you know, get back your power because you have that inside of you. Definitely, if you like this episode, give it a like, download the episode if you're on Spotify, which I think most people are. Also, like, write me a DM and tell me how you liked it and if you have any like suggestions for future episodes. I really want to bring on some guests in the next few episodes. I have two specific people in mind right now, and I just talked to one of them, and she's really down. I'm really excited for her to come onto this podcast and spread her knowledge, because she's just a really, really wise and beautiful, shining soul. So yeah, definitely be excited for that. I'm definitely going to be posting a lot more again very soon, because I'm back in a really good routine right now with everything, and I'm just really, really pumped to continue doing this, because right now I'm just sitting here so freaking happy and I just love doing this. So I'm definitely going to be a lot more consistent in the future, and yeah, very soon this is going to be all about my van life journey and what I learn on the way and how I grow as a person, and maybe also like what kind of challenges I'm facing on the road and while traveling, and also introducing you to some interesting people I meet on the way, which I'm so excited for. So yeah, I really hope you liked this episode. If you're not following the podcast yet, definitely do that and leave a review if you're on iTunes. But yeah, as I said, I hope you really like this. Check me out on my other social media platforms. I hate doing this, but I kind of have to. Yeah, my Instagram and everything is in the description of this podcast. And yeah, definitely subscribe to it, because I don't have like a set posting routine yet, like once a week on a specific day or anything. So yeah, subscribe to it so you'll get a notification when I upload the next episode, maybe already with a really beautiful, wonderful guest. Yes, thank you so much for watching. I loved it. I'm really proud of this one, and I hope you liked it as well. I wish you all the best for your journey to manifesting your dream life and becoming the best version of yourself, which is ever evolving. Like, there's never like a set point or a goal you have to reach. It's always evolving. It's always in the flow and ever changing. That's just how us humans are. Yes, thank you so much again for watching, and I wish you a great rest of your day. I love you. Goodbye.